Toledo, we're famous for Glass, Art Tatum, Tony Pacos, Jamie Farr, a world-class museum, the Toledo Mud Hens and Walleye, an outstanding zoo and public library system. But who are the people that make our city so great? Welcome to the Soul of the Glass City podcast. I'm your host, Monique.
This is such a bittersweet episode for me. Why? Because it is the final episode of the season. But the good part is I have a very special guest and I'm just very excited that she can conclude this chapter for me. I need everybody to give a warm welcome to Precious Tate. Girl, how you feeling?
Very honored to be here. Thank you for having me. Hi, everyone.
So, Precious, you were born and raised in Toledo. How did growing up in the Glass City shape the woman and leader you are today?
Growing up in the Glass City, I was an outside kid. I was everywhere. Like my sisters, my cousins and I, we ran everywhere. We were outside to the point so much where if we were to ever get in trouble, our punishment would be that we couldn't be outside. Like I was such an outside kid. And part of being outside was also me going to the library. My home library was Kent Brecht Library. And so back then they had a librarian. She's retired now, but her name was Faith. And Faith exposed me through so much through that library, attending events that were free and getting to know different people. And she would recommend like, oh, here's a talent show coming up. And we would do like talent shows through the libraries. So I would say that is growing up and going to the library, that was such a fundamental aspect of my development. And it really shaped me to who I am today.
I love Camp Brecht as well. Very good library.
Yes.
A very good staff there. You attended Ella P. Stewart Academy for Girls and Central Catholic High School before going to Ohio State University. What lessons from those experiences still guide you in your personal and professional life?
I learned experiences from both schools that really shaped me. With Ella P. Stewart Academy for Girls, of course, it's a school for girls. So you're learning about girlhood, you're learning about womanhood, you're learning about lessons that really shaped me as a woman, because it was also a school that exposed us culturally and to our cultural heritage. I also learned about Black history. And so I got to meet a lot of celebrities. I got to meet Toni Morrison. I got to meet people like Mae Jemison. I got to meet people like Susan L. Taylor, you know, the editor-in-chief of Essence magazine. And I didn't know back then that that experience would really cultivate who I am today. And not only cultivate who I am today, but teach some of those same lessons that I learned. Going to that school, I had a teacher, her name was Mrs. Houston, and we loved her, absolutely adored her. And she had a program where women in Toledo, it was an organization called The Links, and they would come to our school and they would mentor us. And I still remember my mentor, her name was Cynthia Thompson. And these women, they were so, growing up as an inner city girl, seeing these women, Black women especially, be so empowering and so classy, I knew that I wanted to become that classy woman today. And now it's so funny that I teach women how to be woman of class or woman of substance. With Central Catholic, I credit Central Catholic so much because they taught me access. They taught me resources. They prepared me for my collegiate experience at Ohio State University. And Ohio State University was my metamorphosis. This was where I got to be exposed. It was when I got to access rooms I didn't really know I would access until I got there, right? So I did a lot of study abroad. I did studying abroad in Brazil. I did an internship at the Federal Judicial Center in Washington, D.C., right? I gained access to rooms that even other students didn't have at the time because, you know, university staff would recommend me for great opportunities. And I didn't know that those moments would help me teach ladies how to do so today. And so right now I have one of my clients who is currently in Italy after me writing a blog about the importance of studying abroad. All right, I have ladies right now who are you know, president of student organizations, because I wrote blogs about that. I didn't know back then that Stuart and Central Catholic and Ohio State would really give me the exposure. And now I'm teaching ladies how to gain exposure for themselves.
That is so beautiful. So you are the founder of an organization called Prestige School of Protocol. Can you tell us what that is and what inspired you to create it? What is the gap that you feel is needed to be filled for young women as professionals and students?
I love Prestige School of Protocol. Prestige School of Protocol is my baby, and it's a finishing school, etiquette school, and charm school. And a lot of people may be wondering, like, what is that? So finishing schools back in like the 1800s, right? They were places where wealthy women could gain skills to acquire wealthy husbands. Now, obviously, we're in the modern age and I don't teach any of that, right? But I do teach soft skills. I teach professionalism. I teach how to navigate different rules. So I teach social currency. I teach social fluency. I teach these skills. But what inspired me to create Prestige School of Protocol is growing up, I was always a bright student, right? I was very bright, very gifted, very loved. I was a teacher's pet. So my teachers loved me. Classmates, they loved me, right? Everyone loved me, but there were certain rooms I couldn't crack, you know, because I didn't come from a prominent family. Like I said, I grew up in the inner city. I was raised by my grandmother. You know, we didn't always have it like that, but she still did the best she could for me. And so experiences like church, for instance, I went to an amazing church, an amazing leader, amazing women, members, very women of class. And, you know, I loved that experience growing up and going to church. But like I said, there were certain rooms I couldn't crack, and that was one of them. And so I would sit and I would watch children who they would get all A's and they would be doing great things, and the leader would shout them out. And I was doing great things. I was getting all A's, but I realized because, you know, we didn't have it, or, you know, I didn't come from a prominent family, that there were just certain rooms where I wouldn't be treated exactly the same. So what I learned to do is, which is what I teach my clients, why I created Prestige School of Protocol, is I started doing what's called teaching privilege stacking. When a lot of people think of etiquette, they think, oh, I'm teaching politeness and I'm teaching manners, and I actually don't do that at all. I do it for those who are 18. So like schools will book me and organizations will book me, but anyone over 18, they're likely not coming to me for etiquette. They're coming to me to learn how to build skills, right? So when I say privilege stacking, I teach women to use their privileges or to gain their privileges to create a better lifestyle for themselves, right? So certain privileges one may have may be family connections. It may be money. It may be coming from a certain family. It may be their education, right? All of us have a certain privilege. Some of us have more than others, but we all have at least a privilege, right? And so I teach, how can you accumulate your privileges to create a life for you, whether it's institutional access, right? So using your fellowships and different, you know, institutional opportunities that you have, whether it's educational access. So I have a charm school for college students where I teach these students how to really use their college experience strategically, right? Doing internships, making sure that they join student groups and clubs and organizations, making sure that they are networking. You know, I teach that educational access. I teach social fluency. So I teach, here is how you navigate certain rooms that you may have been unfamiliar with before, because not everyone knows how to do that, right? So I teach you how to use your exposure, your reputation, the skills that you have, whether you're a riveting public speaker or whether, you know, you have great opportunities. I teach you how to use those opportunities to seize the moment and create a better life for yourself.
That's a lot. And it's like, it makes sense.
Yes.
And I see why you're like a specialty person, because, you know, all of us aren't where we want to be.
Right.
Maybe there's a little secret to that. So etiquette and personal branding can sometimes feel intimidating and very exclusive. How do you make refinement and professionalism feel authentic and accessible to everyone?
I try to make etiquette and refinement fun so that people can know that etiquette is not just an outdated rule. Personal branding is not just an outdated rule, because when people do think of etiquette, that's their assumption. So I try to make things more fun, right? So that, you know, when I'm hosting events, right, instead of a standard etiquette class, you're learning beauty in a fun way by making beauty boards, or you're learning perfume etiquette. Instead of just your standard etiquette class, you're learning how to refine yourself in a way that it's fun, right? And that typically allows people
to
lose the intimidation, right?
One way I love that you give back to your community is that you host different events that show like women how to dress better, how to pick their favorite perfume.
Yes.
And I think you do stuff with boys too.
I do.
And so that is very helpful, because as we grow and we become professionals as adults, we sometimes don't know how to operate in different spaces and different rooms. And so I think that's really cool, because I've been to some of your events and I have had a really good time learning.
Yes.
Definitely appreciate that you feel like giving back, especially with all those women and men that poured into you.
Yeah. Growing up,
because you've worked in politics. Remind me where you used to work again.
I worked in the mayor's office. I worked at the Federal Judicial Center. I did internships with the Ohio Attorney General's office, the Ohio Senate, Ohio House of Representatives, many places.
So, yes, all the energy that everybody gave you mixed with your intelligence and class.
Thank you.
Pushed you forward.
It did.
So you've worked with people across the country, internationally, and even in the UK. What has surprised you about the universal need for confidence, professionalism, and grace?
Working with people all over the world has taught me how important confidence is, growth is, right? Everyone's looking for growth, whether you're in Toledo, whether you're in New York, whether you're in London, everyone's looking, right, to learn, how can I grow? How can I become a better person? How can I create a better life for myself? And so what I started doing was teaching people that all it takes is a little bit of exposure, right? Because that's what happened with me, attending Ohio State or studying abroad or, you know, completing different internships. This has taught me growth. And I learned that a lot of people, regardless of where you are, whether you are in Toledo or whether you are in another country, you're interested in growth. And so what I try to do is I try to teach exposure in a way that is going to help people grow no matter where they are.
That's good, because I know, like, I'm still trying to get to my Oprah status, so you're going to help me.
Of course.
Advocacy has also been a major part of your journey, especially your work supporting the passage of the Crown Act in Toledo. Why was that work so personally important to you?
When I was growing up, but especially in college, I was always passionate about creating change and helping people. Those were two that were constant. Even just growing up as a little girl, I was passionate about creating change and helping people. And so when I was in college, my senior year, I decided, because I was so involved in government and politics, why not increase civic engagement for young people? And so I was in college and I knew I was moving back home to Toledo. And I decided, why not create a group for 18 to 24 year olds where they can learn not just how to make a difference. So we focused on volunteerism, philanthropy, impacting the community, but we also had important conversations. And one of those conversations was a conversation that impacts your job opportunities, social opportunities, and more. And that was a really deep, in-depth conversation about texturism, colorism, featureism, right? It was a very big topic at the time. And so I hosted an event on that and I posted about it. And I was so blessed because Council Member Comives happened to see it and he reached out to me and he was like, let's do something to end hair discrimination in Toledo, right? Let's pass an ordinance. And he was like, with your group, what we can do is we can teach you how to write legislation, draft legislation. And it was just such an amazing experience. And so I learned through that experience, even though I'm not as involved in civic engagement, I'm still making a difference. But because Councilmember Comives reached out in that way, I learned that I also want to be the person who gives young women, young men, those same opportunities. And that's why, that's just why it's so important to me.
I am very, you know, grateful for that because one of my personal friends' sons, you know, benefited from the Crown Act being put in action. And I just really, I didn't know you had anything to do with that. So thank you.
Yes.
You've also received major honors and media recognition, but you've said your community impact matters to you the most. When you think about your legacy, what do you hope people say about you and the way that you've served Toledo?
I love that. That's a very layered question. For me, because I grew up having access to so many people who wanted to help me, who wanted to put me in a position to win, whether it was teachers at LP Stewart or Central Catholic, whether it was professors and the multitude of mentors I had that were attorneys and judges and professors at Ohio State, I want my legacy to be what people have done for me, which is to help people and to give them opportunities. One thing I love about Toledo is we have so much talent. Right? We have so many creatives. We have so many artists. We have so many doing such great work, but a lot of them, they lack the mentorship to really grow, right? They need access to mentorship. And for me, as someone who had a multitude of mentors, especially when I was in college, I want to be that person who not just mentors someone, but expose them to something new. I didn't realize working with people that I would have such amazing impact on people's lives, right? Just this week, I got a text from someone who, you know, I just met and she had messaged me and she said, hey, can you ask Bria, someone she just met, where did she get her hair done, right? And so it's assimilating resources to people. People are building community. They're gaining new friends. They're visiting new places, right? We hosted a movie night twice. I select movies that align with my brand. So we did You, Me, and Tuscany. And we did The Devil Wears Prada 2, both films. And before the film, I always ask ladies, if you want to socialize, you want to meet new people, you can meet us at this restaurant before we go. And for a lot of people, the restaurants that I select are their first restaurants, and they've never heard of these restaurants. And what I learned doing this work is every person's experience in Toledo is very, very different. Everyone has a very different experience in Toledo. And I know this, someone reached out to me and it was kind of funny because it was a little rude, but I accepted it. And she was like, I don't like how you portray Toledo to be super high class.
I had to laugh at that. I guess there's no high class people in Toledo. Dang.
But I get it because her experience in Toledo is very, very different from my experience, which is very, very different from someone else's experience who have more, again, social privileges than me. And so what I want to do is I want to expose, you know, people like that who feel like that, that there are spaces in Toledo where you can learn to grow, you can be exposed, you can be immersed in environments that are going to help you, but that you also feel comfortable with, right? Because as we mentioned, etiquette can be intimidating. So I try to make people feel comfortable in the spaces that I create, and they're learning a lot. And I just love that.
We appreciate you for keeping Toledo classy.
I try.
Looking ahead, what would you like to see for the next generation of young women and men growing up in Toledo? What role do you hope that they play in shaping Toledo's future?
For young men and women of Toledo, I would like to see more access, more resources, and especially more mentorship for those who maybe haven't come from the right environment, right? I want them to have the same mentorship opportunities as
an LLP Stewart student or a Central Catholic student.
Exactly. And so with me, like I said, I've been pretty blessed to have mentors when I was in college. And when I came back to Toledo, I sort of missed that experience. I miss having a community who's ready to pour into you. And so if I'm having that experience, it means others are having that experience. And so what I do now is I wanted to encourage, you know, young men and women of Toledo. I wanted to give them resources. I want to teach them. Here's how to navigate a room. Here's how to network. Here's how to interview, right? Skills that are really going to help them and benefit them in the future, and skills that they don't have to go anywhere else to get. They can get it right here in Toledo.
Because we want our children to be world children.
Exactly.
Well, Precious, I really appreciate you coming in and sharing all this wonderful information with us.
I'm so honored. Thank
you. And this is my final episode for the season, so you have blessed the mic for me.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I'm your host and producer, Monique. My executive producer is Chris Piper. Join me next time for another exciting episode of Soul of the Glass City podcast. For more information, if you have questions or comments, go to wgte.org/soul.
WGTE. Voices around us.